All right, I have noon on the clock, so let's go ahead and get started. I am Michelle Morris with Consolidated Planning Group, and today's webinar is more of a panel experience. We're going to learn about some of the great opportunities for elementary school options here in Texas. Now, Consolidated Planning Group can work with families all across the United States, but today we're specifically focusing on schools located in Texas. First and foremost, as always, I want to thank everybody for being here. All of the panelists from the different elementary schools, all of the parents and family and community members who are joining us to learn about this topic, I really appreciate you being here and spending this time with us. Today's webinar, as always, it's being recorded. Later on today, you will receive a copy of the slides, and you will also receive a link to our YouTube channel where we put all of our webinars. So this will be on there, and you'll receive all of the contact information for the different schools we're going to be talking about. If you have any questions or comments, we love that. But we can't hear you or see you since we're in webinar mode. So please put your comments and questions in the chat box, and we will get to as many of those today as we possibly can. We've got, I think, six or seven panelists today, and we have a whole hour. So we might be ending a little bit earlier. I would love for the panelists to keep their talks between 5 and 10 minutes. I know some will find it a stretch to hit 5 minutes, and some will have trouble stopping at 10 minutes, but we'll be fine. So again, I am with Consolidated Planning Group. We are a financial planning firm that focuses on helping families with some sort of intellectual or developmental disability in the family or in one of their loved ones. We've been in business for over 30 years, doing investments and securities, life insurance, things like that. We are also members of the Special Needs Planning Academy, and we are certified National Social Security advisors. So we can help with all of the different aspects of your financial future and planning for your loved one. We help families with protection plans, thinking about what happens as a parent if you become disabled and you can no longer earn for your family, or if you pass away? You know, who's going to be there to take care of and to fund your family once you're gone? We help families think about the long-term cost of care for their children and how that lifetime of care can be secured while you're still here. We talk a lot about transition planning. You know, what happens when it's time for your child to move from high school to the real world, or from a minor to an adult in the eyes of the law? There's a lot that changes. Of course, we can sign you up and help you figure out your ABLE account. We can also help you understand your state and federal benefits, what buckets your money needs to be put into so that you don't jeopardize any of those benefits. And truthfully, we are here to advocate for you and to educate you. There are over 263,000 financial advisors across the United States. But out of those 263,000, there are fewer than 200, not 200,000, just 200 who focus on special needs financial planning. So you are truly in the right place when you're with us at Consolidated Planning Group. Fewer than a tenth of a percent of all the financial advisors do what we do, focusing on helping families who have that individual with some kind of need. So today, again, this is going to be kind of a panel discussion. Please put any questions you have for our schools into the chat box, and we'll get to all those questions. Or if you've got questions for me surrounding other benefits and planning options, feel free to let me know that as well. So first up today, we have True Knight Academy. Charlene, if you would go ahead and unmute yourself and let us know what makes True Knight Academy True Knight Academy.
There we go.
There you go.
First of all, thank you very much, Michelle, for inviting us to do this. This is really wonderful. Yeah.
Oh, I hope you all enjoy it and have fun today, and that our audience learns something they can take away with them.
All right. So True Night Academy actually started because I came here from another state that actually vouchered special education. My son has autism. He is getting close to 30, and we have learned a lot from him. And back in those days, there was no Google. So I was the mom that did all the research and had to go to all the crazy places to find out, how do I work with this brain that doesn't function the way a typical child's brain functions? When I came into Texas, my comment from my public school education was, first of all, you had a 3-year regression in math and reading. I found the system not equipped for things outside of the black and white testing areas. And so presentation way back then was not understood, maybe like it would be today. And so what we did was I sat with the program director of the district, and they wanted to understand, why is it that he can do what he does when he shouldn't be able to based on the testing? And so from that, and a lot of nudging from a lot of people, we opened True Night Academy officially in 2012. We started all this in 2010. We are a dual enrollment program. So we are number one faith-based. We really believe that a big part of what's important for our children is peace. So I'm not affiliated with any particular denomination, but I am Christian based. And so what that looks like at True Night is our children understand prayer. And I would say that is the biggest piece that they understand. If that is in the middle of a day and things get difficult, we may stop and go, okay, time to take a deep breath. We're going to say a prayer. And so that is probably a big priority. When people come and visit us, I think the thing that they notice is the peace that passes understanding that is in our system. You walk in, that's our biggest priority, is that piece. The second thing is that we are involved in the whole brain development area. That has been a hobby of mine, kind of a crazy hobby for a engineering tech type person. So we are looking at brain development. I'm very aware of all the things that have changed and why we have. When we started, 1 in 120 kids were diagnosed with autism. Today, we're looking at somewhere near 1 in 36. So I have a list of things that I believe have caused that since the late 80s. And the results of what autism is can be handled. But I think more important is the why. What is going on in that little brain, and how do we redevelop that brain and reorganize that central nervous system? So the first hour of their day is not in academics, it's in brain training activities. So that, I think, sets us apart. And then we're going into a regular curriculum. And then what I usually tell parents is, we don't do an IEP at True Night Academy, we are the IEP. So we are gonna develop a program that's individually based. We're small, we max at 20 students, that is it. So they're going to get a program. We do use Abeka as our primary curriculum, which is like a classical curriculum. And then we're going to develop that program based on who they are. So maybe they're in a second grade math book and a first grade reader. Maybe they need to be in a science class with the older kids because they've got that little niche. And so we do it that way, so that the kids are moved around based on what their best functioning is. We also have opened in this past year, officially August of 2023, True Night Therapies. That has given us the ability to do what we call a dual enrollment program. So that means if we take your insurance and your student is qualified, they could be pulled out for ABA. So what we've done is all of our teachers. That's an insurance company trying me now. Hold on. All of our teachers are our degree professionals. All of our aides and our teachers are also registered behavior technicians. So everyone on site is required to have that. We have one BCBA on site full time at all times. Our staff is also trained in any kind of behavioral management. So those are some things that are sweet spot. And I would say age-wise, We have a little classroom with like 5, 6, and 7 year olds, and that one is really fun. But I think our sweet spot's more that middle school level, heading into high school of those kids. I would say that is, we seem to attract that parent more.
And it says you accept any diagnosis, a broad range of diagnoses.
Right.
Do the students have to be toileting, or are there
Yeah,
any limitations that you have?
so we've had kids that we would consider that might have ODD and be gifted. We've taken kids through a regular, our furthest so far has been a 10th grade curriculum, so we can do that. So we're not looking at the diagnosis as much as we are looking at, can we service that child? Can we meet their needs? And so the toileting thing would be, we would probably move them over to clinic, because we're not going to do that as a full-time thing. So they would probably need to be qualified to be in either a dual enrollment program, or they would be in full-time clinic if it's a toileting issue.
Okay. Thank you so much, Charlene. If there's more that you want to add later, just let me know and I'll be happy to pull you back up since you're going first. I'm sure more questions are going to come up that you're going to want to chime in on. So feel free, like I said, put answers in the chat box as much as you want, or just let me know that you would like to have another minute or two towards the end and we'll get you back up. Thank you,
Thank you very much.
Charlene.
Thank you.
All right, next we have Jacqueline Lockett from Bridge Prep. And she brought along a colleague of hers. So we've got Jackie out there and
Here, and Allison Bankston is our school counselor.
Allison, thank you so much for joining us, ladies. Why don't you go ahead and take over?
Well, thank you for inviting us. We're excited to share with you about Bridge Preparatory Academy. I am the head of school, Jackie Lockett, and Allison Bankston is our school counselor. I think her name says Jackie too, but she's waving right now. She's the school counselor. We are located in Fort Bend County in Richmond, just outside of Sugar Land. We are one of the very, very few college and career preparatory Christian schools specifically designed for students with learning differences. We are a small school as well. We were founded in 2015, and very much like Charlene, I am a former attorney turned educator because I have a thumb on the spectrum. And we were looking for a school that would accommodate the needs of my son about 10 years ago, 2015, and as well as support him and challenge him academically, socially, and all the things that he needed. And could not find that school in 2015. And on top of that, we wanted it to be a Christian school that would present information with a Christian worldview. So my husband and I, who are both again educators, started the school. And most of our students are those who typically would fall in the cracks of the traditional school. So they don't present with behavior needs, they have more support needs. And so they sometimes, quite frankly, are ignored. Their needs are ignored, but they do have obvious academic needs, social, emotional learning needs. And so, in order to reach their full potential, they need those needs met. And so we were trying to find that. And so we were led to found the school for that particular student. The other thing, I guess, about our school is that our student population, as you can see on the slide, we have students who come to us who've been diagnosed with autism, ADHD, the language-based learning differences, dyslexia, dyscalculia, dysgraphia. And then we also have typically developing students on our campus. So it makes us somewhat of an inclusive environment. We have college and career-focused students on our campus. And we've also partnered with Houston Christian University and have a dual credit program for neurodiverse learners that we partner with to give our students that opportunity as well. Most of our graduates go on to some kind of post-high school academic or vocational program, and we're expanding that each year. But we are more of a traditional setting, and the traditional offerings with a personalized approach. And Allison, our counselor, is going to share with you a little bit more about more of the specifics about our program beyond the slide.
Awesome. Thank you, Allison.
All right. So as the slide says, we currently serve grades 4 through 12. As they said before, from True Night, we do give a very individualized education plan from us. No actual IEP meetings. We design what the kids need per their unique needs. So their accommodations, modifications, their academics, it's all based on what their needs are and how to help them grow. A lot of our kiddos, due to our size, we are pretty small. We do get a lot of one-on-one instruction for our students. We also offer dyslexia and dyscalculia intervention. We have a really great person that we Zoom in with, and they get what they need when they need it. We do my personal part in Bridge Preparatory Academy. I get to head on the social emotional learning. We do social skills lessons every week. So we really help those kiddos learn to socialize and get to know each other and get comfortable in our little bubble so that as they grow, they can expand themselves. Our study skills and executive function, it goes throughout all of our curriculum. We align a lot of our programs with executive function and work the study skills in so that they have that full scope of what they need. We don't have any therapeutic programs, but we do work with families and service providers for collaborative care. We do have a Christian worldview, and that guides our decision making. We are non-denominational, so we lean on our Christian principles, traditional Christian principles. And our statement of faith is on our website. Another really great thing about Bridge Preparatory Academy is the community that we have. Our parents have a great community and they're very active. We work with them. I personally work with them. I'm the liaison with the parents. And we have social outings outside of school. We call them Bridge Connects. And we intentionally and organically plan these so that the kids get opportunities to get out, make friends. One of the big things about our students, as they typically have been those that have fallen through the cracks in school or maybe dealt with bullying or something like that, a lot of their struggles come from not being able to make friends. So after academics, that's really one of our big targets. And we work to give them the opportunities to cultivate those friendships here.
That's really fantastic. Thank you so much for sharing with us. Up next, we've got Monarch School. I think that she had to miss today. I'm double checking through my list of people. So if you have questions about the Monarch School, you can reach out to Ms. Jones, the director of admissions. All of her contact info is here. You can read about the school and learn about them and look them up online and all of that. But since she's not here, we're going to go ahead and just allow the next person to start speaking. And that would be the Tuttle School. We've got Beverly with us.
Hi, I'm Beverly Brinkmeyer, and I'm the director of the Tuttle School. We service children ages 5 to 25. We have younger elementary classes, middle school classes, high school classes, and we have a transition program called the Pathways Program. So once our students graduate from our high school program, they go into the Pathways Program to work on job skills training. We actually incorporate job skills training in all of the classes that we currently have. But one thing, a couple things that are unique about the Tuttle School is our Pathways program has an on-site cafe where our students learn how to make coffee. They learn how to deliver the coffee. They learn how to accept payment, cash and card. And they are very persistent. I've had a note on my coffee cup when it said, "Miss Brinkmeyer, you are out of punches, so you need to add another punch card." So that's really nice. And the coffee is delicious. So I look forward to it every week. On Thursdays, our Pathway students and some of our high school students go out to the Brookwood community out in Fulshear, Texas, and they work there on Thursdays. And this year, they'll be able to work out at the Fulshear location as well as their Grand Parkway store. So what's nice is that the Tuttle School was founded by Yvonne Strait, who is actively involved in both programs. And we have the wonderful opportunity to go and work out at the Brookwood community. And it's just amazing. If you have not attended, it's amazing. And so we have that relationship with them. A couple of things that sets us apart is we don't do IEPs. What we like to call them is we have meetings with parents 3 times a year, which we call our goal setting meetings. So we like to hear from the parents, what is important to you for the year? What would you like us to work on? So we collaborate together as a team with our homeroom teachers, as well as our specialty teachers. And some of the specialty classes that we offer are art. Our students get to go to art every day. And at the end of the year, we have an art show, which is amazing. We have a fabulous art teacher, Miss Chandra Hall. We also have music that our students attend. And at the end of the year, we have a spring concert, which is amazing. We also have Special Olympics. The students go to PE every day. And then once they get into the middle school years, they can participate in Special Olympics. And we participate in softball, track and field, bocce, just a bunch of different activities. And so there's, you know, if students are really interested in sports, they can join a group, a team, or they can participate in individual skills. So that makes it really nice for our students. Our younger learners do what we call is YAPS, which is our young athlete program. So it gets them ready to participate in Special Olympics. And then we also have a class called Workforce, which is our pre-vocational skills. So we are learning on work readiness skills. And it just gets them ready to learn, like, what do they enjoy doing? Not, you know, that they can just do it, but do they like to do it? And hopefully as they get older, we work really closely with the parents and outside providers to see, okay, what are some good job placements for them as they get older? And our last specialty class that we offer is called Life Skills. It's actually called Life Zones. It used to be called Life Skills. And that class works on social skills. It works on grooming skills. It works on conversational skills. So typically every week is a cooking day. And so the students learn how to follow a recipe. And what's really nice is we have some students who prefer certain foods over others. But, you know, when we get them cooking all together, they look at it and they're like, oh, yeah, maybe I'll give it a try. And then they find out, you know, that they do like, you know, that recipe or that item. So it makes it really nice. Our teachers all collaborate together when we do our goal setting forms, and our teachers provide reports and goals about what they're working on in the classroom. A new thing starting in August is we will have a full functional sensory room for our students to take part in. And we are actually inviting the OT who helped us design it come and train all our teachers. So it is in progress right next door to my office. It is getting ready. And so we are very excited to have this space for our students, from our young learners to our older students. They will all be able to participate in the sensory room. So that will be very nice to have here on campus. In Tuttle School, we do offer speech. We have one speech pathologist that sees all of our students. That is an additional fee. So some parents do have their children get speech services here, and others, you know, continue on with their speech therapist that they've had for many years. We will collaborate with them if they want to come in and observe or they have questions. We don't offer OT or PT, but we do work with a fantastic group of ladies, one of them being our OT who is designing our sensory room. We do allow that outside therapy group to come in and provide therapy on site. And it's very nice because it's very collaborative. Over the summer, those therapists were able to see the students at home. And so they were able to carry over and then give us updates about, you know, what was what they were doing over the summer. So that's been really nice to see the collaboration.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much. Can you tell us how many students are enrolled at the Tuttle School?
We have approximately about 40 students, and we do have openings in our older classrooms right now. Our students do need to be potty trained before they attend here, but we have worked with students who are toilet timed. And so if we knew we were needing to add that to their visual schedule or give them reminders, then we have had success in welcoming students that just needed the extra reminders for toileting.
Okay. And then is the Tuttle School also a faith-based Christian program, or is it not?
We are not.
Okay. I couldn't think, is it secular? Not, I can't remember which one means non-religious and which one secular, non-secular, whatever. Thank you very much for telling us all about the Tuttle School. Next up, we have Briarwood. Now, if you could first start by explaining how Briarwood and Tuttle are connected and what's going on there, because I see on the Tuttle screen, your email address is our Briarwood School. So what's going on with that?
Yes, no, it's a great question. First, I'm Mallory Latanzi. So I am the Director of Admissions for both Briarwood and Tuttle School. So Briarwood is our, I guess, our big main campus. And on our same campus, we have the Tuttle School. So two different programs. Briarwood is for kids typically with learning differences like dyslexia, dysgraphia, dyscalculia, and then supporting those who have that coexisting condition of ADHD, and then Tuttle School's intellectual disabilities. There are parts of the schedule throughout the year where they can collaborate. There's mentorships as the Briarwood students get older, which are really great, and lunch buddies. But there are two different pathways. Briarwood is K through 12 on a pathway for a high school diploma, where Tuttle School is on a pathway for a certificate of completion. So that's really the main differences. So yes, my email is at Briarwood. I think it'd be a little too long to do Briarwood and TuttleSchool.org. So BriarwoodSchool.org. But yes, yeah, so we are a learning different school. And at Briarwood, we are one of the only K through 12. And so we do have kids who are lifers, I guess you could say. But also we get a lot of kids where they come just, you know, at middle school or in high school. So we have rolling admissions. We understand that, you know, families are learning about their child's diagnoses at different stages of life. So you don't have to start when you are in kindergarten or first grade. We also understand, like I said, supporting those with ADHD. So ADHD is not really a learning disability, but it does, but it can affect your learning because of behavior, executive function skills, and just self-regulation. And so we incorporate a lot of executive function skills in our lower school, or what you would typically call elementary. We have what's called TOPS, teaching of pragmatic skills. And so really the purpose is to walk out with a growth mindset. So they are teaching social emotional learning. So it's embedded into their schedule. And so they're learning about how to cope with anxiety and frustrations, learning about their diagnoses, learning about their strengths and areas of growth. The classroom actually has two stages, like actual stages with curtains. And so as they get older, they're role playing so that they can really put it to practice. And then they're going towards that public speaking and making speeches and presentations on their own. So it's really, really great to have that part. We also have what's called a FIT class. So the whole school is for remediation. That is the main purpose of Briarwood, is a remediation school. But we understand that there's kids that really just need what's called FIT, focused intervention time. And so we have interventionists. So I am a certified academic language therapist, licensed dyslexia therapist. Here we are a Wilson school, so we have Wilson practitioners, certified practitioners. So you're getting on-campus therapy sessions. And so that's one thing I love and that brought me to Briarwood is being a therapist, is that the amount of training and expertise that we have here on campus is really, really great. And I think that's what draws a lot of families to us. And so some kids will have that FIT class where it's focused on a very particular skill to help them with their rate of progress. Something else, so we did mention we're non-religious. We're K through 12. Let's see. So I talked about the TOPS, which is for elementary, but as they get older, they have advisory. So the social emotional learning does not stop. So they go into what's called an advisory class. And we do consider ourselves a traditional school in a sense that we don't want to turn our kids' world upside down, especially when they come from public school. What did they love from their public school? Well, they loved being on student council and the athletics and the clubs and all those extracurricular activities, their rotations for specials. And so we provide that. And so we do have student council. We do have a variety of so many clubs. And it's really nice to see when kids advocate for a certain club. And we do everything we can to establish that because we like to see where their strengths lie. We currently have about 340 students here at Briarwood. We do have rolling admissions because we're K through 12. There might be one or two spots in different grades. So we do encourage you to take a tour. Feel free to email me your son or daughter's full individual evaluation. Because we would love to meet you, get to know you. One other thing, I mentioned we have athletics. We have a very competitive athletics program. So we have a variety of athletics starting in middle school and then in our upper school for different seasons. One of my favorite classes, I'll end with this. So one of our specialty classes, since we're focusing on elementary school, so in our lower school, we have what's called makerspace. And it's like a STEAM or STEM class. The reason why I put STEAM is the A for arts, but these are you're really learning to see who your engineers are. They work with robots. They do storytelling with robots. They're constructing architecture and learning about architecture all around the world. It's better when you see it in person. So again, take a tour, but I love showing it and it's one of those mind-blowing things like, wow, like the students can do this. Yes. Part of having a learning difference, and I know this myself because I was diagnosed in the second grade. It's why I always say it's why I do what I do, to give back for kids like me. But those are where the strengths lie, the entrepreneurial spirit, all of that is in makerspace. So would love to show you. Please send us an email and we'd love to have you come take a tour and learn more.
Thank you so much, Mallory. That is fantastic. Okay, and next is the Arbor School. So thank you, Tricia, for being here with us and for being patient. Last but not least, certainly, please tell us about the Arbor School.
Okay, great. I'm Tricia Bingham, and I'm the Director of Education at the Arbor School. The Arbor's been around for 35 years. We just celebrated our big 35th birthday. It started with just early childhood, and then nobody wanted to leave. And so now we go to age 18. So we have a primary program that is birth to age 12, and then we have a secondary program that is 12 to 18. And now our 18-year-olds are begging us to increase that age limit. So we'll see. But since this is primarily about elementary, our primary program, the kids we serve are a wide range of disabilities and abilities. We really don't have any specific disability. We have all the common ones that you know about. And then we have a lot of students who have genetic disorders who are like one in a million. And to us, that part doesn't really matter. Like a lot of the other schools have said, we also don't do IEPs. We really take the child and create a program that's going to work for them. We don't exceed a 2-to-1 ratio. That's our highest student to teacher ratio. And we go as low as almost 1-to-1, depending on the student's needs. In each of our classroom groups or age groups, we have a level 1 and a level 2, and that is kind of determined by the teacher to student ratio. We use a couple different curriculums to create our goals, and those curriculums follow the child through all the way to age 18. The main areas of focus specifically in our primary program are communication, cognition, fine motor, gross motor, and self-help skills. We do a lot with communication with our kids. We think it's really important that every child has a voice. And so we also do a lot with assistive communication. All of our teachers are trained how to use assistive communication with their students in the classrooms. We have a full-time speech path on campus 5 days a week, and she works with the majority of our students. And that is just part of our program. It's not an added cost or anything you have to sign up for. If our students have that need, they get serviced by her. We also have an OT and a PT and a behavior support person. And those are all just part of our program. So it's not an added cost. It's just what we provide within our program. We also have art, PE, and music, so they do get different specials depending on their interests. We have a rolling admission, so we are almost full for the 24-25 school year. At the moment, we have 60 students enrolled. We have a few more spots left. But basically, if you are interested, you would come and take a tour. And once you've taken a tour, if you want to enroll and there isn't a spot, you can go on our wait list. And then as soon as there is a spot open, we would contact you. So we always encourage people to come for a tour, even if we say we're full, because things change and people move and do different things. And so there's always a possibility. And that's the basics about us. We don't have a specific niche. I think that's what really sets us apart. I would say all of our students have at least a cognitive delay of 2 years. But it could be much greater than that. But that is kind of, we don't have like high functioning students with learning disabilities. But other than that, you would kind of find everything here.
Okay. Now, do you have a nurse on staff, or can families send their child's home health nurse with them if that's necessary?
Yeah. So we do not have a nurse. Our staff are trained how to handle seizures, feeding tubes. They administer meds if needed. But then, yes, some of our students have more significant physical needs than that, or the parents would just like them to have their nurse with them. And so we are totally open to that. And we do have a few students on campus right now who have their nurses come with them. So that's definitely something we can do.
And how many students do you enroll?
Total. So for next year, the total amount that we could have would be about 65.
Okay. Again, if you have any more questions, please put them in the chat box as I finish up some of my slides, and then we'll be able to come back to your questions. Yes, you will receive a copy of this webinar and all of these slides in your email later on today. So as long as you registered with your real email address, you will get that. If not, if you don't find it, or if it doesn't reach you somehow, just go to our YouTube channel and you'll be able to watch this over again. It should be loaded to our YouTube channel by the next few hours. So, you know, at Consolidated Planning Group, we do these webinars 2, 3, 4 times a week in order to get information out to parents as much as we possibly can. I hope that you have enjoyed this one, that you've learned something, maybe picked up a couple of tidbits. These are some of the other topics that we cover in some of our other webinars, special needs care plans, future cost of care estimates. We talk a lot about state and federal benefits like SSI, SSDI, Medicaid, Medicare, ABLE accounts. We have certain webinars where we bring in attorneys and talk about guardianship or special needs trusts, things you need to think about when you're going through a divorce, because unfortunately, it's very, very common to see divorces in the special needs community. So we talk about a lot of different things. And like I said, we are truly, it's in our hearts to help the families that we work with. If we can serve you with other ancillary financial services, that's great. But truly, we want to help make sure that your children are set up for the best possible future they can have. When you get these slides, you can click right here to go to our website. It will take you to our events tab where we have all of our upcoming webinars listed out. And you can actually register for them early so that you don't forget. And even if you're not able to attend in person, you will receive that email with the slides and a link to the webinar. So we do that every single time. Now, one thing that I want you to know is that we are a small independent firm. We're located in Sugar Land, just outside of Houston. But again, we serve families all across Texas and all across the United States. So if you know of some family somewhere in the United States who has a loved one with any kind of intellectual or developmental disability, those are the people we are trying to reach, and those are the people we are trying to help. So please send them our way, share these webinars with them. We are members of the Academy of Special Needs Planners. We are nationally certified as Social Security advisors. And finally, we will be reaching out to you. So look at all those smiling faces. You don't want to be mean to them. We are here to help, and we're going to reach out to you to see if you would like to schedule your free consultation. These are on Zoom. They usually take between 30 to 45 minutes, depending on how many questions you have and what you're interested in learning. But it gives you an opportunity to pick our brains as financial advisors and special needs planners. We will answer whatever questions we can for you. We want to learn a little bit about you and your family. And then we're going to talk to you about, how we work as a firm, what we charge, what planning packages we offer, and all of that kind of stuff so that you can make an informed decision about if you want to move forward in working with our company. But I promise we don't bite. We're not too pushy. We do request that you fill out a questionnaire before our meeting so that we get to know a little bit about you before we sit down with you. But truly, it's an informal chat to answer your questions. You would meet with either Allison, Andy, or myself. Also, last thing, and then I will make sure there's no more questions, and then I'll just let you go for the day. You can follow us. You can follow our YouTube channel, our Instagram page. We do have a podcast if you prefer to listen to some of the information rather than always watching the webinar. Now, all of our webinars don't necessarily make it to the podcast, but many do. And then, of course, our Facebook page is listed there. So you can see all of our upcoming webinars and the news items we post and all of that. So I don't see any other questions in the chat box. So I'll just say one last time, thank you to all of our panelists for coming on today and telling us about your schools. Thank you for all of our participants for being here to learn and listen. And I hope I get to talk to all of you again very soon. Have a great day, everybody. All right, bye-bye. Thank you.